Because you see, our talents are God's gift to us. But what we do with those talents is our gift back to God. Jesus talks a lot about being servants. His teachings are filled with ideas and images of servanthood, because servanthood is central to Jesus' teaching, it was central to his life, and it's central to what he wants you and me to be. Last week we heard the parable of those bridesmaids, the five wise bridesmaids and the five foolish bridesmaids. Their job as bridesmaids was to serve the bridegroom. The text right after today's is the famous parable of the sheep and the goats, where when the master comes at the end, the king comes, he will separate people according to how they treated others, what kind of a servant they were. Jesus tells a parable about an unjust servant who, when he owes his master an enormous sum of money, begs for forgiveness, and when his master does forgive him, he goes out only to threaten a fellow servant who owes him just a small amount. And he gets his just reward, says Jesus. Jesus tells the parable of the workers in the vineyard who were called to be servants and work for the master. And it's a story about the master's generosity. Jesus makes it very plain. If we want to be great in his eyes, we need to be a servant of all. Why? Because Jesus is the greatest servant the world has ever seen. Jesus is the one whom on the last night of his life did the job of the lowliest servant in the house when he washed the feet of his disciples. In one of the most powerful verses about servanthood, Jesus says this about himself, that he did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom to redeem many people. We follow the one who is the greatest servant the world has ever seen, and we need to serve like Jesus. That's what we are to be as followers. And so today we talk about offering of our time and our talents. We remember that God has given us gifts. We need to use them for his service. And in the church, we talk about the gifts of your time, your talents, and your treasures. Last month was our stewardship campaign. And we talked about the offering of our treasures. And today, we talk about the offering of two very other very precious things. The gifts, the talents God has given us, and also the offering of that very precious gift, which is our time. In these busy lives of ours, God calls us to give that gift to his service as well. In Romans chapter 12, and again we're going to talk about this in the adult forum today. In Romans chapter 12, the Apostle Paul equates the Christian church with a living body. The church is like a living body. It's not a club. It's not an organization to which you belong. The church is a living organism. And every one of us, we play a part in this living organism called the church. And Paul makes it very clear to us about the church. The body of Christ is better when we work together, when we each do our part, when we function as a whole. In our bodies, every part of our body does something different. And every part of our body needs to do its proper different function for the whole body to be healthy. We need each other. When one part of our body is hurting or missing, it affects the rest of our body. My little right toe is really small. It's not a big part of my body. But you know what? The day I caught it on the ottoman and it suddenly went like that, I knew about my little right toe. And it affected the rest of my body for a couple of weeks. All right? That's what the Bible says for us. If you cut yourself off from the body of Christ, you die. A lot of people today say, oh, you don't have to be part of the church in order to be a Christian. Well, show me one place in the Bible where it says that. The Bible says if you cut yourself off from the body of Christ, you wither and die in faith. And you know what? The body of Christ is not what it is supposed to be. We need one another, all of us doing the work of the church. And Paul also says in Romans 12 and in a couple of other places in his letters that God has given us wonderful spiritual gifts, talents, abilities. They're not all the same. When you look around this room, when you look at the 800 or so people who are part of Grace Lutheran Church, we have many different kinds of skills and abilities. God gives them to us because these skills and abilities are all different pieces of the puzzle, which is the Church of Jesus Christ. We need to use all the pieces. The puzzle's not a lot of fun if it's missing a couple of pieces, right? It's not complete. And so Paul, as you heard in the reading today, he just lists some of these gifts and talents God has given us. Prophecy, ministry, teaching, exhortation, generosity, leadership, compassion, cheerfulness is one of those gifts. All of those gifts are to be used to fulfill this verse in the text, that we need to let love be genuine. We need to hate what is evil and hold fast to what is good. If you were here last week and you heard me preach on the prophet Amos, remember those four words from Amos that sum up God's desire for his people? Hate evil, love good. The Apostle Paul says the same thing. The purpose of the church is to have genuine love. To hate evil as much as Jesus hated evil, and to hold fast to the good as much as Jesus did. And to do that, we can never, as Paul says, lag in zeal. We can't grow weak or weary. The church needs godly energy, and God gives it to us. Because our calling as the people of God is hospitality. Our calling is to be those who are there for others. And to do that, again, Paul gives us another long laundry list. We have to be strong in the Spirit. We have to serve the Lord. We have to rejoice in hope. We have to be patient when times are tough. We have to be strong and persevere in prayer. We need to contribute to those in need, and we need to show hospitality to strangers. So, that's the biblical background. You can now take out your time and talent sheets, if you would, please. And I want to just show you. And parents, if you have children with you, there should be time and talent sheets in there for your children as well. Theirs are yellow in color, okay? And I want to take you through some of the key ministry needs and opportunities we have here at Grace. And then when I'm done, we're going to give you a few minutes to fill out your time and talent sheets, okay? So, let's start by looking at opportunities we have to use our time and our talent. And if you did forget your time and talent sheets, they're on the table in the gathering area, or the ushers have one. If you need one, just raise your hand. We don't want anyone to sit shyly through this, okay? Pencils are around. Ushers have some extras. If anyone needs a pencil or a pen, just raise your hand. Ushers have them. Anybody need one? They came prepared, ushers. Very good. Let's talk about ways in which we can serve the Lord. Worship. Whoops. What did I... Oh, I missed a slide. I missed a very important slide. And that's this one. There's no exemptions when it comes to our time and talents. There's no reason for anyone to turn in an empty time and talent sheet to say, I've done it all, don't need to do anything. That's not what Jesus says. We're all called to be part of the body of Christ. So as you start, make sure you put in your name, your contact information. Please update that for us. The time and talent sheets are a way in which we update people's emails and things like that. Here's how we can serve the Lord. Through worship. That's where you are right now. In the church, we need those who have the gift of music, who have musical talents. If you have that gift, let us know how you have it. That's not everyone's gift. We know some of you have voices that shatter glass. That's okay. If it's not your gift, you don't have to serve there. Some of you have the gift of worship leadership. You are those who are up in front leading the worship. If that's a gift God has given you, let us know. One very special one is that desk we have out there. Not to embarrass Joyce, but Joyce, our choir director, came in today. I was turning on the projector by the welcome desk, and she said, has this always been here? Okay. Joyce focuses on the choir. It's okay, Joyce, okay? But yes, we have our welcome desk out there. We need people to man that, because the welcome desk is our last opportunity to make sure someone who comes to Grace visiting knows they are cared for. We need people to be there, to smile, to hand out the gifts we have. That's important. Perhaps you can serve the Lord through Christian fellowship, through working to build up the body of Christ, through activities where we as the people of Grace get together. And this is a very important one, because after many years of service, all the volunteers who've worked on our fellowship committee are stepping down. So our new fellowship committee chair needs a new group. So if you have the gift of friendliness, if you like people, If you like organizing activities, this might be a great way for you to serve as part of that group. We have lots of opportunities for you to help in Christian education. You don't have to be a Bible professor to do so. If you like kids, if you like adults, if you want to help people grow in their faith, there are many opportunities for you to serve there. Or you can serve in our outreach ministries, where we, the people of grace, take the love of Jesus Christ out into our communities. That is a wonderful hands-on kind of activity. And one of our big outreach goals for 2015 is to do another adult mission trip. We did one in 2012 where a group of Grace members went out to Minot, North Dakota to help rebuild homes following the 2011 floods. We want to do another mission trip in 2015. Maybe that's your gift. You'd like to give some time to go and help others in a hands-on way. We need people to help with our property committees. It snowed. Wasn't that wonderful? We do not have self-heating sidewalks at Grace, okay? We need volunteers to do such things as to shovel, to blow snow, all the many jobs around our church where we need volunteers. If you've got that mechanical gift, okay, you know me, that's not one of my gifts, but a lot of you have that gift, okay? If you've got that gift, you can use it for the church. Christian care. That's a very important ministry. It's the way in which we welcome people into our church. Sarah Ganaway has already said that she will be our new Christian care chair in 2015. But she needs people to work with her. So please, if you've got a welcoming heart, maybe that's how you can serve. Or our multimedia. Hey, Samantha and Jim are back in our little cubby hole in the back of the church, okay? They're the ones who run the PowerPoint. They're the ones who make sure the microphones don't make strange noises. We need volunteers to help with that. That's a great ministry for teenagers. For teenagers who like computers and buttons, okay? And you will be trained to do that. It is a very important ministry. Or perhaps you would like to be involved in a small group, a group that maybe helps you grow in faith, a group that helps you get to know others. Look at all those small groups listed in your time and talent ministry. And we're called to be those who serve others and support others. And we have a couple of very important ministries. People who are willing to give someone a ride to the doctor. People who are willing to help cook a meal for someone who's maybe recovering from surgery or shut-in or something like that. We also at Grace have the MVP, the Membership Visitation Program. It's run by Dan Ernst, where people are trained to just go and visit Grace members who can't get out of their house. It takes about an hour a month. But it helps some of our members who can't get out to have a friendly face. And even though it's not in your time and talent sheets this year because we're not training any new Stephen ministers this year, we want to hold up the importance of Stephen ministry. We just had a big meeting, a couple of meetings these last week, to talk about the future of our Stephen ministry program here. And we need people who are willing to be trained as Stephen ministers. We need people who are willing to say, I could use some help. Now, there's not a line in your sheet for that, but on the back of your sheet, section I'm going to talk about what other ways, if you're interested in Stephen ministry, just write it in those blank lines there. That is very important. And then finally, these blank lines on the back of your time and talent sheets, what else? Do you have some skills, abilities that maybe aren't on the time and talent sheet that you could use to help the church? If you do, please let us know what they are. If you're able to procure items for the church at a discount or perhaps free that would help the church, let us know. We don't know otherwise. Put it down on the sheet and let us know. God has given us talents. Every one of us in this room today has been given talents. The question is, how will we use them? And as Christians, we need to remember that we are called to use our talents to serve the Lord. We can't bury them away and hide them. We're called to use them. And whenever we use our talents, whenever we use our gifts, whenever we give our time, we are building up the body of Christ. We are making it stronger. So, on behalf of your leadership at Grace, I thank you. I thank you for the time and the talents you've shared this past year. I thank you for what you will share in the year to come. And I'm just going to give you a couple of minutes, if you haven't already filled them while I'm talking. Aaron's going to play. Fill out your time and talents. Children, again, can fill out yours. Moms and dads, you can help them if you'd like. And then when we're all done, I'll invite you in just a couple of minutes to come down and relay them before the Lord's offering table, as I'll invite you to come down and put your time and talent sheets in just a couple of minutes.
in the basket. So take a few minutes to complete your time in town.